Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16, letter number 5998, Baruch Hashem, the 20th of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Harav HaChosid, Vareinu Yisrael Zusman Sheyichya. He is last name, Zusman is his first name, Yisrael Zusman, but his last name was Dvertz, and he lived in Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe says to him, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. After a long interruption, I got your letter from the 15th of Tevis, in which you write very briefly as it pertains to the Fabringens and the classes that are ongoing on. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised why you're so short in matters that can cause me great pleasure. I enjoy reading about all the learning, about Fabringens. Why do you make it so short when you can bring me lots of Nachas Ruach? And the Rebbe says, I've already written to many of the Hasidim, this is also part of the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha, love your fellow than yourself. If you have love for another Jew, the Rebbe says, you have a love for me, you'll give me that pleasure by writing. In detail, he asked the Rebbe, there's a special song known as the Arba Bavas, the four stanzas. That's the song they sing by the Chuppah, and at special occasions, it's the Alter Rebbe's song. And that's considered to be a sacred, a holy song. It's not just song anytime. So the Rebbe says it's known, there were special times they would sing it, as explained in many places. The Rebbe says also, I think, in the introduction of the Book of Songs, there's a Sefer HaNigunim. That means that in those days that are mentioned during a Hasidic Fabringen, for sure you can sing it. The Rebbe says basically, the special occasion we sing this special sacred song of the Alter Rebbe. Now, they had a Fabringen, and he's asking the Rebbe, was it proper for him to sing the Alter Rebbe's song during that Fabringen that he wrote about? And the Rebbe says that really depends on the feeling, on the sentiment, how the people that were sitting there Fabringen, if they felt in this Fabringen something to the feeling, the excitement of a Fabringen during these special times that are mentioned in the above sichas. So the Rebbe says, for example, we have the custom to sing it at the end of the Fabringen of Yud Beis Tammuz. Yud Beis Tammuz is not considered one of those days, but the Rebbe does sing it at the Fabringen. Why? Because that's a continuation to the redemption of Yitzchak Kislev, and similarly, so it's sort of a emotional connection, so we sing it at Yitzchak Kislev as well. But the Rebbe says, when we're talking about feelings, feelings of the heart, it's difficult to bring a proof, evidence from one to the other, and especially from the elders to the young, and the other way around. And the Rebbe says, so how do we know what we should do? That this decision and the above depends on the general, on the Eben Boichen, that's the chose. How do we know the right decision that my father-in-law said? How do we know how to decide? And the Rebbe says this is, he talked about that depending if it leads to practical betterment in observance of Torah mitzvahs, then it's positive. And this is based on this known story of the great rabbi, Rav HaTzadik, Menachem Nochum of Chernobyl, which was quoted in Ayem Yom. He asked the Rebbe another question about the Kadeshim that are after Volitzin. You do the Kaddish to Skabel. And there's no 10 people. So what kind of question is, the Rebbe says? It's very clear ruling in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 55. And that is also the custom that you say Kaddish, even if there's no 10, if the Kaddish came on a idea and a continuation to what preceded it, so that where there were 10 in the shul. Interesting. It seems like the Rebbe is saying here, let me just... So we had actually such a case today, right? We had Kaveh El Hashem Chazak. We got up to Rabbanan Kaddish. We started saying Yizgadol and the 10th left. So we finished. That wasn't an issue. But the Rebbe says, even if there is no 10, but if there were 10 when they said the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Lozor Amar Rabbi Chanina, then you could still say Kaddish. I have to double check. That's what it seems the Rebbe is very clearly saying. V'chein noigin kigendosh emrim Kaddish af im lenish, if there's no 10 over there. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in his general and personal matters, which are connected one to each other, and good health, and with good health. Just to review, actually, in Shulchan Aruch it says very clearly that the Kadeshim that follow after the Kaddish Tiskabel by Avodat Zion, you would actually need 10 to say the Kaddish. You can't just because you said the Mishnayos and this and that, you need the Kaddish. To say Kaddish, you need to have the minyan at the time. And maybe it needs to be corrected, that it's talking about the Kaddish of Avodat Zion. It says it in a plural, HaKaddishim, but it's probably the Kaddish, the one Kaddish. The Tiskabel is different. That over there, if you had a minion, you can say the Kaddish after Avodat Zion. If you had a minion for the Amida and everything from there, but not the extra Kaddishim. So seems like it should say Kaddish, not Kaddishim. The story the Rebbe is referring to, there is a previous letter in letter 5519. Over there, the Rebbe relates a story about the Reb Nachum at Chernobyl, that this person had an idea. He was going to give, he was so inspired, he was going to give the 300 ruble to this person who needed it. In the end, he thought that, and then he thought, I better off distributing to several families. Why should I give all to one family? Let me give it to many families. But since the first thought to give it to one, that came from the Yetzer Tov. And the second thought, that's already from the other side. So basically, and that's the basis, looks like, for the Yom Yom, as the Rebbe quoted that letter, Chav Gimel Sivan. In that letter, the Rebbe writes that sometimes there is good reasoning. The Yetzer Hara comes with good rationalizations, but it's really trying to dissuade you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so that's why the Rebbe is also encouraging him to not to fall for the Yetzer Hara, because as the Rebbe speaks in that Yom Yom, when is the true test? When, what does it bring to? Does it bring to positive, more learning and more davening? And so this is in this letter.